So I just got back from Detroit. Detroit is where I'm from, born and raised. I now live in Iowa. And if you don't know that, you've missed out on a shit ton of episodes, and you should stop right now and go catch up. But I had a show in Grand Rapids, Michigan, which is 2 hours east of Detroit. And I sort of made a weekend out of it. So instead of like driving up with comedians and going straight to the show on Saturday and then like staying at the hotel, I drove up a day before straight to Detroit, drove from Detroit to Grand Rapids. So I literally drove in to Detroit, passing Grand Rapids, and then drove from Detroit back to Grand Rapids, and then Grand Rapids back to Detroit. I did a lot of fucking driving. But while I was driving to and from Grand Rapids, I stopped at one of my best friend's house. I'm not gonna say where he lives, because he's like super fucking private and he's like off the grid. He like never had a Facebook, but I will say his name. His name is Will. That's my guy. And he asked me, he was like, "Dave, why should people listen to your podcast?" And I don't know if I've ever actually thought of an answer to that. I just always like, I'm dope. I'm funny as fuck. And I just always assume that's like enough. However, when he asked me, I start really, really thinking and analyzing. And here's what I came up with. Here's why you should listen to my podcast. I thought season 3 was a great direction that we went in, having more people on the podcast. So I had a shit ton of guests. And I love the conversation that we were having. That is what we will continue for season 4, having a shit ton of guests. I think we're going to dive a little deeper into, you know, certain topics and conversations that I don't want to say I swayed away from, but I just didn't think I wanted to talk about them here. So I think what you can expect is, again, more guests, some very interesting topics and conversations. But I think the number one reason to listen to my podcast is you get to become a part of the comedy journey. Like that's what all this shit is. So from my podcast to my comedy album, all the shit that I do, social media content, it's all about the comedy journey. And unlike when I'm on stage and I perform, a lot of times I write material and I practice the material and I go on stage and I work on bits and I work on, and they get better and better and better. The podcast is none of that. The podcast is completely like organic. This is like, I think the shit, I say the shit, and I do that on stage too, and that goes, you know, very well. But when I say it's organic, it would be like sitting with me in a coffee house when I think of a joke and you being the first person to hear it. This is that idea of, this is the most intimate, you know, fly on the wall in my fucking Day-Day's brain, you know, comedy journey as it gets. So if that is something that you're interested in, please continue to listen. Please check out some of the old episodes and get ready for season 4, because it's on its way. And if you're not interested in any of that, no offense, listen to Joe Rogan and listen to whatever you want to. But again, I love this comedy journey that I've been on. It's been 10 years, and I hope you guys are interested and want to hop on and fuck with me. So I hope your spirit is doing well. I will talk to you soon with season 4. And that's it. My last name. Peace.